You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. This is Wednesday, September 10th. Hanging out with you till 8 p.m., and then we're going to be throwing it over to Odyssey Special on mental health on World Suicide Prevention Day. That's coming up at 8 p.m. It's called I'm Listening tonight at 8, like I said. So just keep it locked right here on WWL. Before we get into some of our Saints audio, I want to give you an update on Paul Skeens. His night is done for the Pirates. They're currently leading 1-0 in the seventh inning against the Baltimore Orioles. Skeens went 5 innings, gave up 2 hits, struck out 8, and lowered his ERA for the season to 1.92. Hopefully they can hang on and he gets the W in this one. Truly amazing, this guy. He's now started 53 big league games, and he's allowed a total of 67 earned runs in those starts. Paul Skeens continuing to get it done, just like we say a bunch. Hopefully eventually he ends up going to another team where he can flourish and get some more wins. The Pirates just stuck always in neutral, not able to get out of the mud. Like I said, Skeens tonight, 5 innings, 2 hits, 8 strikeouts, had 64 pitches, 43 strikes, and 12 Ks. Really amazing from this guy. Looking forward to catching him more in action. Hopefully, I'm a Yankees fan. Hopefully, one day ends up in those pinstripes. Oh, Andrew, the new guy's giving me the shaking his head no, thumbs down. Don't tell me you're Red Sox.
No, I'm a Rangers fan.
Okay.
Born and bred.
You're going to have a problem with Charlie if you've met him yet. He's an Astros fan, so you guys are going to butt heads.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The Astros are kind of in free fall right now. The Rangers with this little Brady Bunch, little Rascals group right now surging. We're one game back from the division. The Mariners kind of faltering a little bit. You got to think that the Astros with so many injuries to their pitching staff and kind of on the downturn, Rangers have all the momentum. Mariners kind of leveling out. This AL West is getting really exciting here at the end of the season, so I'm really excited for that. And the Yankees are trying to get themselves together too.
Yeah, exactly. So what day of training is this for you? How are you liking it so far?
Well, sir, it's about day 5
okay.
or so. Now I am Steve, I'm classically trained, as they say. So I have been doing sports broadcasting, gosh, since sophomore year of high school. So eventually, once you've been behind the mic enough, you know, it's kind of like a fish taken to water. So you just got to be excited about it. And, you know, hey, my sports teams, you know, I was born in Dallas, so I've been cursed with Dallas sports my entire life.
How long you been in New Orleans now?
So my dad's side of the family's from St. Tammany Parish. So,
okay.
Mandeville, Lacombe area. But actually living in the state and living in New Orleans, I've been here about 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I'm enjoying it, man. It's been a good time.
Have you gotten to go to the Superdome at all? Been inside at all?
I have never been inside.
Oh, we're gonna have to remedy that this season for sure.
I want to be in there so bad. I wish
we'll
I
get you in that
here.
Number.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there during the Drew Brees era. That was one of my favorite quarterbacks growing up. Tony Romo as well, obviously, and. You know, it's such a great sports town. I went to a Baby Cakes game back in the day.
Okay.
I'm still mad that they moved. I think they moved to somewhere close to St. Louis, I think, is where that team ended up
moving. Yeah, I can't recall. I thought it was Wichita. I'm not even positive,
though. You might be right. But, yeah, I don't know. Exciting to be here.
I definitely miss minor league baseball here, too.
I know. Minor league baseball, it's so cozy. It's so laid back and enjoyable because you can... It's one of those things where it gives these really small, middle of nowhere cities that don't really have a pro team but have enough of a population to have some type of sport. It lets them have something local. You know, I graduated from Washington State University,
okay,
out in Pullman, Washington, so middle of nowhere Eastern Washington. But Spokane, Washington, which is the second biggest city in the state, has a AAA team, the Spokane Indians, and then. The Tri-Cities out in the middle of the state has their own double-A team, and then there's a single-A team or a high-A team out on the western part of the state as well. And, like, all these little small towns that really deserve to have something, they have these small little baseball teams that are always a smile to go to. It's always something to do. It's something to do for people who would otherwise, like, what... Let's be honest. What's around Spokane, Washington? You got some skiing things to do. You can go check out Gonzaga University and drink. You know, that's about it.
That's always a positive here, too.
Exactly. not exactly the bar scene that we've got down here. I mean, just being around New Orleans, like, just looking at the architecture around here, all of the Spanish and the French influence.
Yeah.
I've never lived in an area where I can go a couple of blocks and there's just this beautiful church just somewhere on the street. Like I was like even around here, around where we're located, you know, you got St. Patrick's Church just a little bit farther down with a beautiful Latin mass. And then of course you got St. Louis, and then a little bit closer to mid cities, you've got Our Lady of the Rosary. And I'm just going around, driving around here, and I'm like, where has this been all my life? What happened to all the beautiful architecture that we used to have in America? This used to be a great country. You know, now you go to these big cities and it's just like this brutalist architecture that's ugly, you know?
So are you into architecture? Did you study that at all?
No, sir. So I like architecture just from my own personal cultural roots. And,
okay.
You know, being able, you know, I personally think architecture is probably the most difficult, but maybe the highest art form that we have. Art is how we decorate space, and having beautiful things to be around and to look in,
I like that.
And to look at is how we perceive the beautiful things in the world that align us with something higher. You know, when you're, Just tell me how you feel. I don't know if you're Catholic or anything, but if you've ever visited like St. Louis or something, what place makes you feel more grounded and makes you feel like you're in a place of importance? St. Louis or Walmart?
No, I hear you right.
Yeah, Walmart.
You don't want the corporate America.
I mean, it's corporate America. You're like in a warehouse, the fluorescent lights, everything's been flattened out. There's a reason why. You know, all these old courthouses in New York and in Chicago, or all of the old train stations as well, with these high ceilings, these the Roman columns, especially the ones that you see around here on shotgun houses and all that kind of stuff. There's a reason it makes you feel good. There's a reason that there's a solidity to it, and there's a beauty to it, and it makes you happy to see it. It's not like this, like, shoebox. That looks like it has like a gray slate, and it just doesn't make you happy. It makes you feel down, and it lowers what you're looking at. So, I don't know. That's my rant on architecture. I know this is a sports show, but...
That's all right. We're getting to get a little to know the new guy some. So, if you're calling in to WWL 504-260-1870, say hey to Andrew. Be nice to the new guy as he gets acclimated to WWL. And welcome aboard, my man. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll dip back into the sports scene. Hear from head coach Kellen Moore of the Saints right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back here on Sports Talk, said we got to get Andrew into the Caesar Superdome. Well, how would you like to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold will take on the 49ers in the Dome Sunday, September 14th? Score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor and all-you-can-eat buffet with celebrity chef Aaron May. That's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints 49 tickets from Saints Radio WWL. We've been talking a lot about the Black and Gold, the injuries that we have going into this matchup against the 49ers. Head coach Kellen Moore addressed the media earlier today. We got a lot of what he had to say, so let's tune in and hear what Kellen had to say as they get ready for the 49ers.
Injury report, just to the names, just so you have them now. It'll come out. DMPs were Julian Blackman with the shoulder, Tolley with the knee, Trevor Penning with the toe, Chase Young with the calf. Limited were Valus, Jones with the knee, Zach Wood with the elbow, and then Jordan Howden still had the oblique, but he was full. He practiced the whole practice. So other than that, really good practice. Our guys were back at it. Pads today inside. Thought they brought some really good energy, and, been a great week so far.
How would you describe where Chase Young is right now?
Yeah, just getting better each day. I think that's just the timeline of this thing. We'll take this thing one day at a time, and, those are calves, muscles, those sorts of things. You just got to navigate it.
The 49ers might not have Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan said he was a long shot to play. How does that change what you guys do, your initial thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously, Brock's a phenomenal quarterback in this league, and I think, obviously when he's rolling, they're really hard to defend. And so, I think structurally, I think they'll still have a lot of advantages, a lot of opportunities within that system. And, certainly, Christian in the backfield is going to have a huge impact on this game. And so, we'll just have to see how this thing progresses with those guys, but understand, I think their capacity and the different things they can do is still not going to be limited.
What are some of the hallmarks of a Sailor defense and what do they do well?
Yeah, I think they do a really good job of playing together. It's a really fast, physical, it's a play style. Most teams in our league really aspire to have the play style that Robert's always created on the defensive side. And so, their front, with Chris Kasur kind of leading the charge there for all these years, he does a phenomenal job with just the finish, the effort. They play the quarterback, the rush plans really, really well. They do a good job of kind of putting you behind the sticks, playing really physical on first and second down. And then third downs, it's really about time clock football. And, obviously their rush plans are really special and they play really aggressive on the back end and it's a man to man. And then they mix in the zones as change-ups and force the quarterback to think.
What would you say are Mac Jones's strengths?
Yeah, I think just his ability to process, he makes really good decisions. You go back to, certainly when you're evaluating him coming out of Alabama, his ability to just handle a volume of an offense, make really good decisions. He throws a really accurate ball. He's got tremendous timing. I think he's a really good quarterback in this league. And sometimes, some of these guys go to a couple different teams just, as their careers go. And he's still had plenty of success in this league. He's been, his rookie year, he's a Pro Bowler. And so, he'll be a really talented quarterback out there still, no matter what the circumstances.
With Ross being considered a long shot to play, how does that impact preparation? Do you have to prepare for both guys? Does it make things overly complicated?
Well, I think you got to prepare for the system. I think you got to prepare, systematically. I don't think they have so much volume and versatility in their packages that they're still going to be able to do a lot of different things. And so, you got to prepare for all of that. And so as the week progresses, obviously there's sometimes a couple items here and there based off the quarterback, but, they got a lot of tools in their disposal.
San Francisco played the most, or utilized, the most two running back, offensive plays in the first week. Just from your perspective as an offensive guy, what kind of challenges does that present to you?
Yeah, it's the same thing like last week when we were talking about Arizona and their ability to, play multiple sets with the tight ends. I think when they have two running backs and Christian, and Kyle certainly, their ability to line up in all the different pieces. And so just because you're in, what's listed as 21 personnel by no means means the standard menu of 21 personnel formations. They can play in all the different sets and structures. And so it puts a lot of stress on your ability to handle all those different things within just a simple play call on the defensive side because there's all those potentials.
When y'all were approaching Justin Reed in free agency, how important was his ability to think that when you're just like – envisioning putting him in this defense and
Justin, just competing against him all these years and certainly in Kansas City, he was really so much of the glue on the back end of Kansas City's defense and his ability to play tough downs, multiple downs. He can play all the different positions. His versatility was key. And his communication, you certainly recognize that really quickly when you got here. Certainly we anticipated that. But his ability to get everyone on the same page, communicate at a really high level. He's one of our big-time leaders in this organization. He's a really special person. So we feel fortunate to have him.
What did he tell you about his year with the 49ers? How do you think that helped him?
Yeah, I think I'll reserve. You guys can ask Brandon probably on Thursday, and that'll be the more accurate experience. But I just remember, having a lot of conversations even this past year. I was in Philly, Brandon was in San Francisco, but we just have plenty of conversations here and there, talking about football, talking about the league. And I think anytime your lens kind of goes to a different perspective, it's always good reflection both on the past but also on the future. And so I think what Brandon was able to experience there was really beneficial for him moving forward. And so he's just done an awesome job for us.
Penalties on Monday. What have y'all been doing in practice this week to kind of, help fix that and what's going into that process?
Obviously, there's an emphasis. We got to have an action plan associated with it, and so we certainly talked a lot about it. We had officials out of practice today. We'll have them out tomorrow just to help us with the communication aspect there, and I thought that was really good, really valuable for our guys to get a lot of eyes on it and not miss any little detail that may come up, and so I thought that was beneficial for our guys.
Officials, or is that in response to the
penalty? We hadn't had them just because, it's usually guys who are officiating college at this point, and so their schedules are a little bit challenging. Fortunately, we were able to get it organized for today and tomorrow.
Did that surprise you when you look back at it now? We'll kind of think about it. Did all the penalties, when you look at it, was that surprising to you, Sunday?
It's not something we anticipate. And the big thing is so many of them are within our control. There's judgmental penalties we can all debate never ending. But the clear and defined, you know, yes, no ones at the pre-snap in particular, you know, those just can't happen. And so that's the main part we got to eliminate. Yeah, versatility obviously jumps out. He can do everything in the offense that they would ask. I mean, route tree is just like a receiver running game. I think in his running game, you just see the patience and the sudden burst, which is really special. I think, you know, he has so many teach tape examples of how he runs the runs and kind of, you know, baits defensive linemen or linebackers and sets up blocks at a really high level. And so you see that. And then in the pass game, now he's catching the ball and playing out in space, and you have to make these open field tackles on, which are really difficult.
Is a play caller just strike one or one of those guys that you kind of like got out playing specifically for? And like, does he bring anything special pre snap as far as like trying to, you know, call stuff out?
I think there's A, just phenomenal player. B, play recognition shows up all over the film, his ability to diagnose and anticipate what's coming. And then the third part to me that jumps out is his ability to attack the football. Obviously, you know, I think he's one of the highest forced fumble guys in our league. He attacks the football like no other. The rest of their team tries to replicate it, but he's ultimately leading the charge. And then his ability to play downfield and create some interception opportunities and play in space. You know, he's had, you know, when I was in Dallas, we competed against him a number of times, and just felt like his ability to run with tight ends and even receivers down the middle of the field is just really special.
Aside from the penalties, what other areas are most important to be able to show growth from the first game?
It's just going to come down to situational football. You know, the third downs, offensively, we've got to be in more manageable ones. Defensively, when we are in an advantageous spot, we got to knock them down. And so, you know, we did have a few missed ops there. And then the, you know, defense had a backed up situation. We missed that off. That was really correlated to a third down. And then really the red zone on offense, you know, we just got to, you know, get there and then finish it out with touchdowns.
Do you anticipate Burgess coming up to be active with Julian, or is that?
He's got a chance. He's got a chance. We got a couple DBs, obviously. There's a roster spot there that we'll have to make a decision on and bring someone up. And so we'll see how it all plays out.
He had the injury coming out of camp. Is it the same issue or is this a different?
Yeah, he's just got a little knee thing that comes up, you know, from time to time. And, you know, we'll just have to see how the rest of the week plays out.
You said yesterday all indications were that Julian's injury was season-ending. Does he have to have surgery? Has that been?
Yeah, he'll have surgery. Yeah, he'll have surgery this week. Good? All right. Thanks.
That's Saints head coach Kellen Moore, WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank. And you heard right there at the end saying that Julian Blackman, the safety, will have surgery sometime this week for that shoulder issue. That will likely end his season. He was listed on the injury report today, not practicing. Also not practicing, Taliese Fuaga, dealing with that knee issue. Also, Trevor Penning has a toe injury. Chase Young working through a calf issue. Those were all not practicing, limited. Velus Jones, the running back, has a knee injury, while Zach Wood, the long snapper, an elbow issue, was limited as well. Jordan Howden, at least a full go on the injury report, dealing with his oblique injury. But it sounds like Jonas Sanker, the rookie, will be stepping up into that starting role with Julian Blackman down alongside Justin Reed there in the safety spot. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we return, we'll hear from starting quarterback Spencer Rattler and what he had to say as he gets ready for the San Francisco 49ers. Stay tuned right here on WWL Saints Radio. Be right back, folks. Back here on WWL, I want to get right back into our Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. We already heard from Saints head coach Kellen Moore as the Black and Gold get ready for their matchup Sunday in the Superdome, taking on the 1-0 San Francisco 49ers. Meanwhile, quarterback Spencer Rattler still in search of his first victory as a starting QB. Now 0-7, if you date back to last season, hopefully can get in that win column Sunday, taking on San Fran. Here's what Spencer Rattler had to say after practice today.
So looking ahead to them, what is it? Is there anything about their defense that kind of stands out to you as, you know, something that piques your interest about where it is?
You know, very fast. I mean, a lot of speed on the field. They get the sideline to sideline really well. Obviously, you know, Fred Warner, best in the league. You know, one of the best in the league, super smart guy. We're going to have to prepare for him. And obviously, Bosa on the edge, you know, got to have a game plan for him. So, you know, we got to put in a good plan this week. We had a great day today starting out, you know, this Wednesday, and got to keep building, you know, day by day up to the game.
Do you find what they do to be a vast departure from what you just saw from Arizona, or is there some overlap? I mean, obviously there's always some overlap, but, you know, are there a lot of big differences in terms of what they do?
Yeah, different system. You know, we're going to see different things. Obviously, Arizona does a lot in their back end with disguises and stuff, but, you know, you got to be ready for whatever you're going to get. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get, but we got, you know, good tape from game one and just got to prepare for whatever, but we got a good plan.
Kellen said that you guys had officials at practice today, and that's been really beneficial to help with the penalties issue from week one. I mean, how was that experience for you, and what were some of your main takeaways from that?
Yeah, we were much, you know, more locked in today. I think seeing what happened in the game kind of woke us all up to, hey, we really need to take this serious, you know, pre-snap, post-snap, all this stuff, alignment, assignment, details. I think having the refs out there helps, but it's on us to, you know, lock it in and be like that every single play.
When you reviewed that game, what did stand out to you as something you wanted to do better or something?
Something I want to do better from the game?
Yeah.
You know, I think just third downs continuing to extend with my legs. Thought there was a couple opportunities. You know, we took one sack, and that was on me. Probably could have got down to AK with how much depth they got on, like, third and eight. And then just thought situationally we were good. You know, obviously want to give us a shot on that last play of the game, extend a little bit on that one, and just continuing to work on accuracy. Thought decision-making was good. We protected the ball. Just execute the offense.
Was there anything Arizona's defense did or your own game plan that Alvin only had two targets in the game? That's kind of a low number with the amount of passing thought.
Yeah, you know, the game goes in so many different ways. You never know what's going to happen. You know, I think that's just how it was that game. You know, obviously we want to get him more involved, but if it's run or pass, you know. But we just try to, you know, execute what's called and make the best of it. But obviously, you know, a guy you want to get involved, and I'm sure we'll scheme up some stuff for him. You know,
flip side, Chris had, I think, 13 targets in the game. I mean, I know he's always been looking to get involved in other ways, open space, yards after catch opportunities. What do you like about how he's fitting in this offense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think he's done a great job. He made some competitive catches in that game. You know, obviously the one towards the end, I thought that was a catch, and that was a big-time catch for us. He made some tight catches that, you know, he was being strong through contact, and that's huge. You know, we need that. And, you know, he feels the zones very well. I think he's got a great feel for the game, and obviously he's a good route runner. You know, want to go at him more and more. Same with Sheed. So just trying to distribute it around. I can't circle one guy and just throw to him all game, but whoever's open will get the ball.
You mentioned Fred Warner. How challenging is that when you go against a player that can, you know, diagnose a play like that, get the defense in the right spot, and for you to, you know, recognize that, get your team, you know, get your offense in the right spot? How much, I guess, of mental tax is that for you and trying to figure that?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, my first time going up against him, play like that. I know we played him preseason last year, but obviously going to be different here. I think just executing what's called. I think Kellen has a great plan for us. You know, we had a great day today. Whatever my job is, be best at my job, and, you know, hope the 10 other guys will do the same. And I know they will, so we got to be dialed in on our job, and the rest will take care of itself.
One of those guys, Devon Bailey, Kellen kind of explained how his role would kind of grow because of how late he joined. Just what have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, super smart guy. He's picked up everything. Super reliable. Obviously, big body. He had a great catch in the game on the sideline on a scramble, and we had an opportunity on the back line towards the end. Linebacker made a good play, but, you know, he's a guy, obviously big frame, mismatch situations. You know, you can get him lined up on guys, you know, and he is very, you know, very detailed, very smart, I would say, and has good hands.
The first and goal you're talking about on the back line?
Yep.
Yeah, when he's one-on-one, is it kind of like, okay, he's open? Is he kind of one of those
players? I'm going through my read, you know, but was hunting him on that play. But going through my read, if he's there, I'll get it to him. If not, we'll progress.
You guys had a lot of, like, quick pass attempts in this last game. Like, what's kind of the key to operating that effectively? Like, you might be 24 on, like, under 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they want to give access, we'll take it. If we can steal 6-7 yards at a time, that's just like an extension of the run game. So we want to continue to do that. But, I mean, again, taking what they give us. You know, if they want to take away the back end, we're going to have to beat them underneath. And kind of, you know, a lot of these teams want you to play patient. And that's what, you know, we had to do at times. You know, but like we said earlier, we want to hunt explosive plays, get more explosive plays on the ground and in the air. So that's on us to get that done.
What is,
How do you feel about your connection so far with Juwan Johnson? And I know that you probably took some heat from some fans who, you know, don't know what it's like to hold on to a ball while getting hit by a car. But he was the most productive receiver on that game. I mean, do you see a lot of potential there? What's he doing well that you like that makes you want to find him?
Yeah, I thought me and Juwan had a great connection going back to last year. I mean, he was one of our top guys, and it's going to be the same thing this year. He's a guy, very physical, very smart. He's like a receiver, but a tight end at the same time. So, you know, he could do a lot, you know, but, you know, he'll make big time plays for us all year, and we got trust in him, and we're going to keep getting him the ball.
The average last year was like 24 routes run per game, and he ran, it was 44 in this game. Was that the expectation going in, or was that the game situation?
I mean, that's just how the game flow went. You know, if he has to run 60 plays, he will. You know, that's the type of guy he is. He's going to show up, put his best foot forward, and make plays for us.
What was your impression of that last opportunity you had when you got a chance to really see it during the review?
The last play?
The last one to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tough catch. You know, it's a tough catch. You got to go up on three guys and bring it down, and Buddha hits you, and safety tries to punch at it. I can't be mad at that. You know, he put everything on the line, and I gave him a chance, and we'll make it the next time.
Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler talking to the media there at WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank. We'll take a break, close things out right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Who dat?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Want to hit one more clip from our WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank today. Rookie Kelvin Banks Jr. adjusting to life in the NFL. How's the rook doing? Let's hear from Banks right now.
When you had a chance to review all the snaps and go over everything from the first game with your coaches, what stood out for better and for worse?
Yeah, I feel like I did a good job using my hands. That's a lot of stuff I can do better.
on the whole aspect of the whole game. But other than that, I feel like I did a good job, like I said, doing my job, yeah, trying to make sure I did my job. Yeah. And then some small mistakes I had to clean up. But overall, I felt like it was good.
You had obviously gotten to play a lot in the preseason and everything. So was the transition as smooth as you hoped it would be?
Yeah.
Or is there something about playing 70-plus snaps in a game? That's
yeah, it gave me a little bit of a head start, you would say. But also, playing 12 snaps and then playing 79 snaps is two different ball games. So it was definitely a different feeling, but it definitely gave me a heads up of the speed of the game for sure.
How did you enjoy the sort of the two minute drives that were so successful too? Is that something you consider a strength, especially that late in the game?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Because in 2 minutes you got to be perfect. I mean, you can't give up sacks because that'll kill a drive. Can't have penalties that'll kill a drive. So in those moments you got to kind of hone in on what you have to do and get the job done at the end of the day.
What have you noticed from the way like Tali kind of gutted out his knee injury before before sitting? Like, could you tell that it was bothering him or anything like that? Or?
I really couldn't tell. I didn't notice that he had anything wrong with him until like we were on the sideline. I looked at him, and then he just was like, he had like the knee, put the knee sleeve on. And other than that, I really couldn't tell he was injured.
When you have a quarterback who's getting the ball out that fast, does that make your life a little easier as a tackle?
For sure. It definitely makes it a lot easier. I mean, like you say, I go out there and I'm thinking, hey, I got to keep this guy off a spins. And Spence is most likely definitely thinking, okay, I got to give these guys a good look as well to help them do their job as well. So.
That was Saints rookie offensive lineman Kelvin Banks Jr. speaking in the locker room today after Saints practice. Looking at the black and gold, they got some serious injury questions going into week two. Right tackle Taliese Fuaga with a knee issue. He didn't practice today. Was seen riding the bike inside the facility, though, so hopefully just doing some maintenance right now. Could be on track to end up suiting up on Sunday. We'll find out more when tomorrow's injury report comes out. The second-year offensive lineman came out of week one's loss to the Cardinals in the third quarter with that knee issue. Newly acquired offensive tackle Awesome Richards took over and finished the game, and I guess he'd be expected to stick in that right tackle role if Fuaga's unable to play. Also not practicing today for the black and gold, defensive end Chase Young still dealing with that calf issue. Also left guard Trevor Penning with a toe injury. Still not practicing for the black and gold as the Saints get ready to take on the 49ers. Meanwhile, you look at the 49ers list of injured players. Man, oh man, it is a long laundry list for them. Although I will say there's a few of them on here, like a Nick Bosa, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams are listed on the injury report, but a lot of it is just getting a veteran's day of rest. The big one for them is quarterback Brock Purdy right now dealing with a left shoulder and toe issue. We'll see if he ends up being on track to start for the black and gold on Sunday. Right now, their head coach Kyle Shanahan saying it's highly unlikely, and that means Mac Jones will be under center for the black and gold. So thanks for listening in today, folks. Thanks to Andrew and Coleman for keeping me in line at Master Control. We'll be back tomorrow with more sports talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Make sure you stop by and say hey. Me and Mike Dottiglia are there 4 to 7, and then Thursday Night Football will kick off week two of action. Appreciate you, New Orleans. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow. Who dat, folks?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.